Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Most people think sitting in the back of a car is safer than sitting in the front. But now scientists say the truth is more complicated. Rear seat passengers in cars made after 2006 are 46% more likely to die in a crash than someone riding up front. That's according to a report by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Age was a factor in the study. Children 12 and under have the lowest risk of death riding in back, as long as they're buckled up. But the rear seat was more dangerous for adults 55 and over in the event of a crash. One of the study's authors said it's not because the rear seat has gotten less safe, but rather the front seat has gotten safer. That's due to safety improvements like airbags and better seat belts. The study's authors say some of that technology could also save lives if used in the back seat. Listen to this story. Australian researchers have developed a 10-minute cancer test that can detect cancer cells anywhere in the body. Professor Matt Trow calls the detection device inexpensive and portable. Preliminary tests of the exciting new breakthrough showed 90% accuracy, but large clinical trials are still needed before anything would come to market. And Kevin Hart will host the 91st Annual Academy Awards for the first time in February. The comedian made the announcement on Instagram, calling it the opportunity of a lifetime. Hart made his red carpet debut at the Oscars just 3 years ago, and he's already made good on a goal he had.
The next step is to come back and host. See, I set my goals immediately.
And finally, one of the hottest toys of the season has already sold out. Baby Shark singing toys, exclusively on Amazon, sold out in just 3 days. Originally priced at an affordable $17, some buyers are reselling for as high as $160. Talk about a shark in the water. All right, time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, New York City is making history, but not everyone may like the result.
Totally. So let me tell you what's going on. Okay. New York's Taxi and Limousine Commission voted on Tuesday for a minimum pay rate to protect drivers of Uber, Lyft, and other ride-hailing apps from being underpaid. Now, take into consideration time lost on ways to pick up riders, time to return from out-of-town trips, some of these people not making enough money. These drivers make about $11 now. They'll take home about $17. Advocates say this will increase and protect 80,000 workers who need a livable wage. Mm-hmm. The drivers say it will relieve stress. But the people who work for Uber and Lyft, like the administrative people, they think it's going to be a real problem because guess what? It's going to lead to higher fares for the people who actually ride. Let's see what happens. Yeah. By the way, getting around New York City is a real pain in the you know what.
All right, let's move on, Rosanna. Forget Comic-Con. This weekend, it's SantaCon that's coming to town.
I have to confess, I've done this before. I've dressed up as Santa. It is so much fun, Kristen. You have to do it. So it's a massive 24-hour pub crawl, okay, which sees an army of Santas, elves, and others descend on New York. It kicks off Saturday at 10 o'clock. By the way, at this point, we do not know where it will happen. You have to check their app and see where the actual parties will be. So organizers of the event, which has raised over like $400,000 for charity in the past 5 years, they tell everybody, you know, you can be merry, but you need to be safe. Mm-hmm. That's not always the case. The MTA has actually banned drinking on the subway during SantaCon. They will have officers standing at Grand Central and other stations to make sure that you're not drinking. But I just want to tell you, you can come as yourself or you can dress up as Santa. I usually go without the beard and it's a lot of fun.
Very nice, Rosanna. Thank you. All right, moving right along. When Dennis Brown II was ready to propose to his girlfriend, the model and fitness guru produced a one-of-a-kind fairy tale production complete with 6 rings. Dennis posted a few snaps from the proposal on his Instagram with the caption, "I didn't win 6 rings like Michael Jordan, but I won at life with her, so she deserves 6 rings to choose from." The proposal game has officially been upped. Using an event planner, Dennis hired a photographer, a stylist, a florist, and a designer. He even created a banner for the backdrop describing his love for his girlfriend, Atara Dallas. Part of the banner read, "A woman whose heart is full of love and devotion to me. A woman whose loyalty to all those she loves stands unmatched. A woman whose generosity and willingness to help others around her flourish knows no depths." The engagement quickly went viral. Dennis received some criticism for giving Atara 6 rings to choose from, with some believing he didn't know his soon-to-be fiancé well enough if he didn't know what kind of ring she would want. But the couple was also flooded with well wishes. Atara obviously said yes. And by the way, she chose the teardrop diamond ring. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear people should be more careful on those electric scooters.
Well, Kristen, if you're thinking about getting someone a scooter for the holidays, you might want to think again. Reports of injuries from scooter accidents are on the rise, and now some hospitals are actually taking steps to analyze the dangers. Technology website CNET spoke to some trauma centers, and they all reported an uptick in injuries from scooter accidents. Researchers say scooter accidents happen for a lot of reasons, like rider error, losing control, and crashing into other riders. It's advised if you do plan to ride a scooter, you should always wear a helmet and you should always take it slow. And if you didn't get enough sleep last night, tell your coworkers to beware. There's a new study that says losing just 2 hours of sleep makes people angrier. Previous research shows that sleep loss increases negative emotions such as anxiety and sadness and decreases positive emotions, including happiness and enthusiasm. And if you are looking to add years to your life, you may want to invest in an Apple Watch. A new study found that it could actually extend your life by at least 2 years. Researchers looked at 400,000 adults, and they found that those who used fitness trackers added an extra 2 years to their lives. They say the biggest changes were to those who were considered to be overweight and least active. Experts say this proves fitness trackers do indeed increase physical activity for most people. And that's what you need to know. Well, you know what, Kristen? I just got one for my mother-in-law, but now I might have to reconsider and get one for myself, too, this holiday season. Back to you.
I'm with you, girlfriend. Thanks, Danielle. Well, decorations that cause a scare are usually reserved for Halloween, but this year it's a Christmas display that has many calling for help. For a week, a dummy has been dangling off the side of the Heerlein family home in Austin, Texas, seemingly unable to reach a fallen ladder below. The heart-pounding scene pays homage to an iconic Christmas movie, no, not Die Hard, but National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, recreating the moment Clark Griswold falls off the roof while hanging lights. Police say they've received several calls, but only one passerby actually sprang into action. Security cameras rolled as Alfred Norwood Jr., an Air Force vet, ran to assist the lifelike decoration.
All right. Can you reach it? Can you reach it?
After witnessing his heroism, the Heerleins tracked down the Good Samaritan, extending their thanks, a $500 grocery gift card, and a Chili of the Month subscription. The Heerleins say Norwood showed true heart that day, but to avoid future surprises, they've now installed a warning sign asking people not to call 911 over the display. Probably a good idea. Still ahead, why more people are suffering from allergies than ever before. And we have proof that the Meghan Markle effect is real. Do you ever wonder why so many people are reporting more food allergies than, say, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago? Well, an article in the BBC reports that an allergy is caused by the immune system fighting substances that it should actually see as harmless. Although scientists cannot give one definitive reason for the increase in allergies, they do have a few ideas. One, hygiene. People take way more precautions and medications now to not get sick. Therefore, their immune system isn't having to fight or isn't getting as much exposure. Two, lack of vitamin D. It can help our immune systems fight properly, but most people don't get enough since more people are spending time indoors than they were decades ago. Three, the use of antibiotics. Increased antibiotic use changes your bacterial makeup, impacting the development of allergic diseases. And finally, four, the environment. Factors like pollution, chemical substances, and sanitation could also cause an increase in allergies. Symptoms of an allergic reaction can range from skin redness, hives, and swelling to vomiting, difficulty breathing, and anaphylactic shock. There's currently no cure, but if you think you may be suffering from an allergy to anything, see your medical professional. Time now for Gary's Life Fix, brought to you by Sandals Resorts. More than 60% of people admit checking their phone within minutes of waking up. With more, we're joined by business and life strategist Gary Cox. So Gary, smartphones, social media, I mean, they're stealing people's attention from the minute they open their eyes every morning.
And not only is it stealing people's attention, it's destroying relationships. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you see a family of four, all four people are doing that. The bottom line is, Kristen, we have to have rules and boundaries. Every relationship should have them. If you don't, you're just not giving each other the attention we deserve.
So what do you say to encourage people to get back to the basics of real face-to-face time? Not FaceTime, but real face-to-face time.
There is a difference, right?
Yes.
Again, I think it boils down to creating boundaries. So say, look, hey, when we wake up in the morning, we're not going to look at our phones for the first hour, or we're going to take 3 minutes only or 5 minutes, and we're going to put them away in a closet or in a drawer. But if we don't create boundaries, then we don't have rules, and we'll just step all over them, and nobody will give each other the attention that we really need to have.
Yeah, I can totally attest to that. My husband and I have that rule. 9 p.m., the phone goes in the drawer. So what else can we do?
So one of the strategies I use is when somebody's texting me, especially if it's something important or somebody's got a, you know, high, you know, emotions going on, I respond with NFT, not for texting. That lets them know that I want them to call me, and that's how you work things out. Or, you know, for a lot of people, I mean, how many relationships do you see that are broken up because somebody misinterpreted something? A text is just basically words. It has no meaning behind it other than the meaning we choose it. And some people choose to put some pretty crazy meanings behind those texts.
You are so right. And calling is faster anyway. I am so glad we got this face-to-face time.
Me too. Hey, I'll text you later.
Thanks, Gary. Well, moving right along, we know that so many things Meghan Markle does turns viral, or the clothes and makeup she wears sells out. But what about her hobbies? An article in the HuffPost reports that one of the Duchess's hobbies is now a thing. Before becoming a royal, Markle expressed her love for calligraphy, or handwritten lettering. In fact, before her role as Rachel Zane on the show Suits, she taught calligraphy at a paper source store in Beverly Hills to support herself. Markle told Glamour that she did this instead of waiting tables, like many aspiring creatives. Hobbycraft, an arts and craft retail chain in the UK, reports a 40% increase in sales of their calligraphy items, which the company has attributed in part to the Duchess. Pinterest also saw an increase, but in calligraphy searches. The number of Pinterest searches for calligraphy letters increased 698% since last year. So if you're looking to pick up a new hobby, calligraphy comes highly recommended by the Duchess. Okay, with so many different options online and in stores for new products, it's hard to pick. And with the holidays here, it's even harder. So here with us to give us beauty items women swear by this holiday season is swearby.com beauty editor Victoria Kirby. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, so happy to have you. So what do you swear by?
Well, so at Swear By, we curate the best, most authentic product recommendations from the most discerning women. So our first product is the Bite Beauty of Mousse Bouche Mini Lipstick Set. So this is a set of 13 lipsticks, and it is their famous lipstick. The formula is ultra nourishing, and you get this beautiful gift box of them, and it's all the colors you could possibly want, from your nudes to your reds to your more dramatic colors. So we love this set. All right, so next up, this is an amazing hostess gift. A lot of our Swear By editors are loving this for giving to their post for the holiday season. It's the Klaus Porto Confetti Guest Soap Box. So it's these beautiful 15 soaps made of 100% vegetable oils. So they're very nourishing and natural. Comes in this beautiful box, and there are these gorgeous pastel colors. So it's really the perfect gift for when you're staying with somebody for the holidays. And then one of our next gifts, because everybody loves to give a gift that gives back, and Kiehl's does collaborations every year. This year they are working with Feeding America. So this is the Smooth Skin Delight set. So it's three of their famous hand creams. Who doesn't need hand creams at this time of year?
Yeah.
It's a great sex gift. But every purchase of this set provides 282 meals for people in need. So it's just a wonderful gift, because not only will everybody appreciate it, but then you just know that you're giving back and doing something great for people that are having a difficult time with the holiday season. So it's a really great kind of gift for a good cause.
These are all so great. Thank you, Victoria. And for more items for this holiday season, make sure you check out swearby.com. With the hustle and bustle of everyday life, I think we can all use a reason to smile. And on Top 30, we want to highlight good deeds that often go unnoticed. Here with today's magic moment is Troy Dunn. Troy,
hey, Kristen.
Hi, I love when I get to sit down with you, because you always bring stories that really hit us right here in the heart.
Well, I tell you, if you can feel it, it's because it's already in you. Aww. So it, kudos to everybody who feels these stories. So okay. This guy's name is Andrew Muse.
Okay.
And Andrew, he's an outdoorsy guy. He's a YouTuber. In fact, he has a hit show on YouTube called The Tiny Home Adventures.
Okay.
He travels place to place, does crazy things, and he does them all with his best friend, his dog, Booter.
Okay, Booter.
And,
got it.
Basically, Andrew's living his dream life. Mm. One night, moving from one location to the next, Andrew is in a head-on collision after falling asleep at the wheel. He survives. His truck is devastated. But worst of all, his best friend, Booter, dies in the accident. As Andrew sits on the shoulder of the road, he is comforted by one of the first responders, a firefighter named Paul, who also owns a lot of dogs and feels for Andrew's loss. Well, word spread rapidly about the accident and the tragedy, and friends, family, fans started making donations and contributions, and it wasn't long before Andrew had his travel vehicle back up and running and was out on the road, having more adventure, doing his show. But every time he'd look over at that passenger seat, he would see and be reminded of that hole in his heart.
Of course.
He gets this random phone call one day from Paul, the firefighter.
The first responder,
The firefighter who met him on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Paul says, hey, listen, my family are breeders of golden retrievers. We've just had a litter, and we would like you to come have pick of the litter. So Andrew heads over to their house, a little hesitant, because he doesn't know if he can ever replace Booter.
It's super emotional.
Well, he walks in the house, and all of those fears vanish the minute he meets Kicker.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. It looks like they're a perfect match.
They are a perfect match. There's somebody out there for everybody. You know, friends are important in life, and magical moments come in all shapes and sizes, and sometimes even in little puppies. Paul's, technically, he's a first responder. But in most of our lives, to have a great moment like this or to be that person for somebody else, it's not always necessary that you're the first responder, but it is important that you're the right responder.
Right.
And in the case of Andrew, Paul was the right first responder.
Thanks so much, Troy. Great to have you. Moving right along now, Sleep Number has responded to customers who believed their mattresses were recording them while they slept. The confusion started with one of those long privacy policies that most people don't read. A Twitter user posted a screenshot of the disclaimer, highlighting a phrase that gave Sleep Number permission to collect, quote, audio in your room to detect snoring and similar sleep conditions. The rumor began spreading online on sites like Reddit. Customers then started contacting Sleep Number, asking them how to stop the bed from recording them. In another tweet, Sleep Number said, Sleep Number's beds do not record audio. We're updating our privacy policy to clarify this. A spokesperson told The Guardian the language was written when Sleep Number developed a feature that would adjust the bed when it heard snoring, but the feature was never used. Another model called an X12 used voice commands to operate features on the bed, but didn't store audio. That model is no longer sold. Well, if you're trying to find that special someone a fun Christmas gift, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have a Moda JetJet Nano drone at a special 53% discount. This is the world's smallest and lightest drone. It fits right inside the controller so you can take it anywhere. And flying it is super easy, even for beginners. It really brings out the kid in everyone. This thing is so agile and fast. It goes up to 75 feet, and you can even do flips. The Moda JetJet Nano drone retails for as much as $40. But today you can buy it for just $19. That's a 53% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. Nick Jonas has traded in his purity ring for a wedding ring. And Carlos Greer has the details. Hey, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra married not once, but twice. First in a Western ceremony on Saturday, then a more lavish ceremony on Sunday in the city of Jodhpur. The event also included a pre-wedding dance-off and a fireworks ceremony. Nick's brothers Joe and Kevin were there, along with Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. And back in the States, Gigi Hadid, Hailey Baldwin, Emily Ratajkowski, and Kaia Gerber all hit the runway for the Versace fashion show. Even Bradley Cooper was front row, sitting next to Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o to support his girlfriend Irina Shayk on the catwalk. But it was Kim Kardashian who really stole the show off the runway. She showed up with hubby Kanye West wearing a shimmering mini dress. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. And that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We'll tell you how to stay out of debt for the holidays and why it's more important than ever. Plus, more couples are saying I do to a new wedding trend. And the surprising reason one school's basketball games can be a little confusing. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.